We're going to Taiwan finally this morning. It has been hit by the strongest earthquake for 25 years. At least 7 people are dead. Over 700 others have been injured. The 7.4 magnitude tremor caused multiple buildings to collapse in Hualien, the city closest to the epicentre. We're going to the capital, Taipei, to join William Yang, a journalist based there. William, did you feel the effects of the earthquake where you were?
Yeah, the effect of the earthquake basically was felt across the island, even though most of the serious damages were concentrating on the east coast. But even where I am in the northern part of the island, I basically woke up in the morning to this 2 minute or more shaking nonstop. First, it was like left and right, and then it was a little bit up and down. And then I started hearing things falling off the shelves. And then the first instinct was obviously to open the doors to my room, to my flat, and then also at the same time hiding under the table while I try to check the information about the scale of the earthquake.
Did you get any alerts?
So this time around, the alert was not really working very well. It was a little bit spotty. And the government later admitted that the system initially predicted the scale, underpredicted the scale of the earthquake. And that's why they missed out sending this message to some parts of Taiwan, including where I am, where, in fact, more than 8 million people live in the metropolis. And so that's how many people actually didn't really get warned before they started feeling the shaking.
Yeah. And as we say, 7 people dead so far, 700 others injured. Many buildings have collapsed. Are many people still trapped?
Yeah, so at least 77 people are still trapped in Hualien County. That's where the epic center of the earthquake is. And the more concerning thing is the major infrastructure, including railways and also highways leading to that part of Taiwan, have all suffered serious damage. And the government said that it might take days for them to repair it. So some of the immediate transportation out of that part of Taiwan might actually need to rely on sea transport.
Are there many aftershocks, William?
Yes, there have been at least more than 100 aftershocks being felt, at least, or detected. And where I am, basically, it was like every 10 minutes we felt something, and it was so shaky that a lot of the times we don't know whether it's actually the aftershock or we're just feeling dizzy.
And one woman went back in to collect her, to save her pet rabbit. Is she still trapped?
Yes, she is still not found. But then the lucky thing and the fortunate news is that the rescue teams have detected some vital signs with their equipment. And so that means that the lady probably was still alive. But somehow the decision was that she went into the building in between the first and the second big earthquake. And so after the second earthquake hit, she was trapped inside. And then unfortunately, she's still not really located yet.
Okay. William, thank you very much. William Yang, there, a journalist joining us live from the Taiwanese capital, Taipei.